Hallelujah. Amen. I am walking in victory. Thank you. I am walking in victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, choir. We're going to go into God's word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for an opportunity to look into your word. Bible says that the entrance of your word gives light. We ask that you illuminate our hearts in the name of Jesus. We ask that you cause our eyes of understanding to be flooded with light in the name of Jesus. According to your word, we ask that you open our eyes, Lord, to build wondrous things from your word in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, because we know you are here. Thank you because you will come, you will glorify Jesus. Let no flesh glory in your presence, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we spend time in prayer, Holy Spirit, we ask that you enable us to pray in the name of Jesus. And as we pray, Lord, we will have speedy answers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, afternoon. Good case, morning. Good morning, everybody. Okay. We're going to be looking into God's word together. We have been looking at prayers this month. We looked at prayer of adoration, prayer of consecration, prayer of intercession. Today we're going to be looking at a prayer of declaration. Hallelujah. So I want to thank God for this privilege to share with us today. And I want to thank the leadership of the church for the privilege to share with us. So prayer of declaration. So to declare is to announce, to express something. The Bible dictionary also says it's the same. It's pretty much the same thing. When the Bible says to declare, that means we're saying something. We're making known. So when it says that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, so it's making known the glory. Yeah. So to declare is to make known. So that means that when we're saying a prayer, we're making known as well. So that's what we're going to be doing, because we're going to be praying. Hallelujah. I like to pray, so we're going to pray. Amen. And the other illustration I thought about, and I saw that the dictionary also used, is that when you declare something, it's something that has happened already or something that you have already. So, for example, for those of us that are self-employed, you know that you have to declare your tax, for example. So you wouldn't declare, yes, that one you love to do. So you declare the tax, you declare your income, right, and so that you can know how much tax you've paid or how much you will pay and all of that. So you declare something, or you declare the goods to customs, or if you're carrying crayfish or something like that, declare. So if you have to mention something that you know already. So that means that it will say it. We are saying something. Amen. I'm praying that technology doesn't fail me today. All right, so our main text is going to be the book of Mark. We are declaring something. We're saying, we're making it known. In the book of Mark, chapter 11, it's a familiar scripture. I'm going to read from verse 20 to 25. Mark 11, from verse 20 to 25. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away." So Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God." Help me tell your neighbor, have faith in God. "For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be removed and be cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." Amen. "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses." Hallelujah. So for verse 20, that gives us a background of what happened. So they were going on a walk, Jesus cursed the fig tree, and then they were coming back, and they're like, whoa, the fig tree is withered away, right? So if you go back to verse 23, please. So verse 23 tells us the main criteria for answers to prayers. It says that if you say to this mountain, now we've been saying about mountains today, we've been moving mountains, yeah? I see you move mountains, hallelujah. But the Bible tells us that if you say to the mountains, be moved, be cast into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, and believe that those things you say will be done, you will have whatever you say. Amen. So that's what Jesus told us to do. And there are three things I want us to take away today, that if you forget everything I say, three things. From this scripture, what Jesus told us is to say it. Everybody say, say it.
Say.
Believe it.
Believe.
Don't doubt it. Say it.
Say.
Believe it. Don't doubt it. So those are the three things that Jesus told us to do. Okay? So if we are saying it, what are we saying? We are speaking God's word. Okay? The most effective thing to say in the prayer to make it work is to speak God's word back to him. Okay? Because that's what we know. Remember I said to declare is to make known something that is already in your possession. Something that is yours already. So if you are making that known, you're saying it. That means it's God's word that you're saying. So we are saying it. It's God's word that we're saying. Hallelujah. It says to believe it. So when we believe, we're talking about faith. And faith is very, very important. Look at me. Amen. It's all good. Faith is very important. Because Bible tells us that without faith, it's impossible to please God, right? But Jesus told us here that if you want the mountain to move and be cast into the sea, I'll just say it, but then I have to believe it in my heart as well. How much faith do I need? Bible tells us that we need faith as small as a mustard seed. And it's interesting, I had a look at how small a mustard seed. You know, you always say mustard seed is very, very small, okay? Jesus said Matthew 17, 20 to 21, yeah? So it's not that somebody made it up. Jesus said it. He said you should have faith in God. And he said that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you will say to the mountain, get up, go into the sea. And that mountain will get up and go into the sea. So a mustard seed is just about 1 millimeter small, 1 to 2 millimeters. And that's about, so if you look at your card. So that means that is about the size of the card, this card here, this bit here. That's how small it is. That's not a lot, right? That's not a lot. So the Bible is saying that we just need very, very little. A lot of times we say that, God, help my faith, right? God, just help me to have faith and just believe these things. But Jesus said, what you need is just a little bit of faith. So I say God's word, I believe it. So I'm saying it with my mouth. That's with my physical bit of it. I believe it in my heart. But then Jesus also knows that something could go wrong that could stop it, even though you have faith. And that's what happens most times in your mind, which is the doubt bit of it. He says, don't doubt it. Because your mind would then start to reason and say, really? You are the head and not the tail. See what's going on. See that test. Look at what you just got. Really? You know, your mind starts to reason it out. You start to think about what you can see, not what God says. You know, we sang a song earlier that I love so much. It says, give me vision, right? To see things as you do, just to see it the way you do, right? So that means that it's very important for us as Christians, and we say it over and over, yeah, we read God's word, we pray and all of that. But we're praying, why are we not seeing the results? I can say it. There are so many things that Jesus has done for us. And he died and all of that. He left a legacy for us. Thank God for the choir. And they told us that we're walking in victory. But then we can, in reality, where is that victory? What's stopping us from walking in that victory? So Jesus is saying, I can come and stand and say, actually, I've woken up. Now I know that I have that victory. I want to say it. I have victory. But then things around me might not agree with it. But Jesus said, you say it, have faith, just leave it. Don't doubt in your mind. Yeah? Just make sure that there is no iota of doubt in you. Because if all the amount of faith you need is as small as a mustard seed, that means that doubt is a problem. Faith is not a problem. Doubt is the problem. Because I just need a teeny weeny bit of faith. Minus doubt. As long as there's no doubt in it. As long as that faith that you have is pure. That 1 millimeter is pure. No doubt. You will say to the mountain, be moved, be cast into the sea, and you will see it happen. Hallelujah. So Jesus said, say it, Believe it. Don't doubt it. Hallelujah. So we say it. We speak God's word. We believe it. We have faith in our hearts. And we don't doubt it. So that means that renewing the mind comes in. So I'm saying it to myself. And every day, and this is the bit where it becomes an everyday thing. Because things will change every day. So I say to myself, well, I have faith today. I speak God's word and I confess it. And I go out and then I see things happening. I have to remind myself that, girl, pay attention. Keep the faith. Don't doubt it. So as we go this week, we're going to be praying a prayer of declaration in church today. But things will happen this week. Remember, don't doubt it. You have said it. Have faith in God. That's what Jesus told them. He said, have faith in God. The reason Jesus said to have faith in God is not have faith in the system. Not have faith in your husband or your wife or your children or your money or whatever. He said, have faith in God. Because God is the one that does not change. God is the one that we know is our great and mighty God. You know, I love when we, you know, when you read about the greatness of God, it's amazing. Bible says he's the one that sits upon the circle of the earth. Hallelujah. He sits down, heaven is his throne, and he puts the earth as his footstool. Hallelujah. So he can toss it like a football. You know how they raise the ball? He can do whatever he wants with it. And then somebody's saying that, oh, they are the ones that are in control. No. Because Bible says that the heart of a king is in the hand of the Lord. And he turns it just like the rivers of the waters. Hallelujah. That is the God that we serve. The God that we sang that is the one that has never failed us yet. Things might not be working right now, but I can look back and remember that there is a God in Israel. There is a song that I like that is in Yoruba. It says, the God of the mountains, the ancient, the God of the mountains, the ancient rocks. When those mountains are standing, the same God back then is the same God right now. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we are so fazed by the things we're looking at. And it depends a lot on what you're looking at. What are you looking at? Help me ask your neighbor, what are you looking at? Keep the faith. What are you looking at? Because what you're looking at is what can cause doubt to come. It's not just what you're looking at physically, because you can sit there and I'm staring at this curtain, but I can see beyond this curtain and be looking at things in my house and I'm thinking, I need to do this, I need to do that. What can I see in my mind as well? Remember one time, I think earlier this year, we learned about self-portrait, what you see about yourself, what you say to yourself. What can you see even in your mind's eye? Hallelujah. A prayer of declaration. So we're going to be praying God's word back to him. Amen. And I've written about the signs of faith. So how can I tell when I have faith? And how can I tell when doubt has started creeping in? Two things. What are you saying? Your words. Listen to yourself. You know, sometimes we say things. Sometimes I talk to someone and then I catch myself. I'm like, no, you can't say that. Or I'm saying, I'm rubbish at this. I'm like, no, I'm not rubbish at this. Yeah? Listen to yourself. What are you saying? Are you speaking faith or are you speaking doubt? That's the first evidence of where doubt can creep in. Are you speaking faith or are you speaking doubt? Are you speaking about the situation and saying, oh, yeah, I'm just being real? No. You're a believer. You walk by faith. Hallelujah. It's not because you're burying your head in the sand. No. But you're walking by faith and you're speaking God's word. The second one is your actions. What are you doing? A lot of times we can say it is well, but your action is not showing that you believe that it is well. So for example, I believe that I am the head and not the tail. God is opening doors for me. This is our year of amazement, you know. We're going to stand and see God is going to do a new thing. I want promotion at work. I want a new job. But I've not applied for a job. Maybe miracle will happen and I'm believing God. Or I want favor and all of that. I want good success in my exam, but I'm not studying. Where is it? The action is not showing that I believe it. So I find it difficult. I don't like applying for jobs. I don't like it. But I'm doing it because I know that, okay, this one, I don't like applying for jobs, but I'll apply for these few ones. But these ones I'll apply for, I will get it. That's the action. I'm putting the action to my faith. So I'm showing that I'm saying it, I believe it, and I'm showing it out that I don't have doubt in my heart by my actions. So I said two things that will show whether you have faith It's the words that you speak, whether you speak it out, whether you're speaking it to yourself in your mind, okay? And your actions as well, what you're doing or not doing, okay? Your actions will tell you whether you're actually walking in faith or not. Amen. There's a woman in the Bible that is amazing, and that's where all his well came from, right? 2 Kings chapter 4. We're not going to read it because of time, because I want us to spend time in prayer. 2 Kings chapter 4 is the widow of Shunem. And this woman, I'm sure we're familiar with this story. So she was very generous, and she helped out Elisha and all of that. And Elisha was like, what can we do for this woman? And she was like, nothing, I'm fine. All is well, everything is fantastic. And Gehazi was like, I said that Gehazi, if I use the word I'm thinking right now. Gehazi was like, she doesn't have a child. That's what she needs. You know, some people are like that. They know everybody's prayer point. So they come and they're like, she doesn't have a child. And Elisha thought, okay, woman, by this time next year, you're going to have a child. The woman was like, seriously, I've heard that before. Don't even start with me and all of that. But the long and short of the story, she has a child. And then the child grew a bit. The child went to the farm with the father. And then there was a problem. The child fell ill. Long story short, the child died. It was interesting because whenever I read that story, I find it very, very interesting. There's so many things in there. That woman did not ring the husband or send message to the husband to say, something has happened. She just went and said, get me a husband. When she sent the message for them to get her a ride to the prophet, I imagine it was probably what she could have sent a message to the husband then, but she sent a message to get a ride. And then she went to the prophet. And they're saying, is everything okay? Yeah, it's fantastic. All is well. And then by the time she got to the prophet's place as well, Gehazi came. You would have expected that. You want to go and see Jehu. The aide of Jehu comes and said, what can we do for you? You explain so that they will allow you now, right? He's like, all is well. Just let me see the man. Right? And then by the time Elisha found out what was wrong, Elisha was like, okay, let us go. You go back. Right? But the bit I want to say is, where the woman was saying all is well, she had a dead child at home. To me, that's another level. A dead child is lying inside, and she was saying all is well. Declaration, isn't it? Yeah? What she was saying. And I imagine that the reason she probably told them all is well was because she knew that the thing was going to change. And that's the bit we're saying about you saying it and believing it. So she went back to him to go and find a solution. But on her way to find the solution, she wasn't saying or complaining or thinking. What was she saying? All is well. So she was saying the right things. What am I trying to say? So we're going to pray a prayer of declaration today and all of that, yeah? But things would happen while you're waiting. Some will come speedily. Some you'd have to wait for it. But Bible says, even though it tarries, wait for it because it will surely come. But we have to remember, don't doubt it. Because when God says it, like Pastor Baba would say, you believe it. And that should just settle it. Amen. Thank God for men of God. Amen. You know, there's some things that rings in your mind. They say it over and over and over. And then you're like, yeah, I must skip to that. God says it. You believe it. That should just settle it. Amen. It's as simple as that. You know, Pastor was talking about the Christian Life Witness course. And there was something the man was saying that really stuck with me, and I was sharing this with my husband. And I was saying that he said, the gospel is so simple. Because it's so simple, sometimes it's a problem for us. Because we want things that are very complicated and all of that, but it's so simple. We're just saying, okay, you say it, you just have faith, don't doubt, and that's it. It's that it. I shouldn't do this one, and then I do this one, and then if we had like 10 steps to, then maybe that would work. But it's so simple. All God is asking us is to speak his word, have faith, and don't doubt it. Hallelujah. We're going to take some prayers. So I've written that it does not matter what your eyes see, just like that woman, always proclaim God's word. And we also learned about the sword of the spirit. We know that sword, we're not supposed to keep it lying down. No, my sword is here. You're to use it. And we're going to use it today. Hallelujah. And also, it is important to settle things in the spiritual realm if you want to see a manifestation in the physical. Everything starts with the spiritual. So if I want a change, if I have a challenge at work, I won't say, no, you know, this one has to do with writing or book or something. No. I settle it in the spiritual. I see a manifestation in the physical. So what I would encourage us to do as we pray this morning is to make sure that we are not distracted. Make sure your mind is engaged with it as well. So that as you're speaking God's word, your mind stays alert and you're thinking about it. You're thinking of the manifestation because we're settling it in the spirit. Pastor said something during the video. He said sometimes you need to bank some things. You bank those prayers because you know that there will be a manifestation in the physical. Hallelujah. As we rise to our feet, we're going to take some prayers. And what we're going to do is we'll read the scripture together. And I want you to declare God's word to him. If you don't know what to say, some other scriptures will come up as well. You can speak those words. We're going to declare God's greatness. We're going to declare who we are in Christ Jesus. We're going to declare about God's favor and protection over us. We're going to speak concerning our loved ones. We're going to speak concerning our nation and our communities. Hallelujah. So we're going to start by declaring God's greatness. And essentially what we are doing is we are affirming what we believe. We are celebrating the greatness of the Lord. Psalms 86 from verse 8 to 10. I'd like us to read together, please. Psalm 86 from verse 8 to 10. As we declare God's greatness this morning. Hallelujah. It says, among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. Nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great, and you do wondrous things. You alone are God. I'd like you to begin to declare the greatness of the Lord. The Bible tells us that the heavens declare the glory of the living God. I'd like you to speak to God concerning his word, concerning how great God is. How great is God for you? How great is God in your life? How great, how mighty is this God?